What a horrible week. I can't go to the water park. My bike got stolen, and now I'm stuck weeding.
That does sound bad, but what are the good things you're missing? Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're listening. My name is Zach. If you only focus on the bad stuff in your life, all you'll see is more bad stuff. But when you look for the good things God has put into your life, you'll see a lot of that instead. The Apostle Paul had some good advice in the book of Philippians. He said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." And now our story for today. It's entitled Weeds and Flowers. "It's not fair," Tayden thought as he pulled weeds out of the flower beds in front of his house. "All my friends are at the water park today, but because I can't get the bandage on my foot wet, I'm stuck weeding." He thought of everything that had happened that week. First, he cut his foot on a piece of glass and had to get stitches. Then his bike was stolen. And yesterday, his best friend told him he couldn't come to Tayden's birthday party because his family would be on vacation then. What a horrible week, thought Tayden as he yanked another weed out of the ground. Later that day, Grandpa came over and looked at the garden Tayden had been weeding. "You did a good job," said Grandpa. He pointed to one of the flower beds. "Those bright pink blossoms sure are pretty." Tayden looked at the flowers. "They must have just bloomed this afternoon. They weren't there when I weeded this morning." Grandpa laughed. "Actually, I saw them when I was here a few days ago. They're so bright, I'm surprised you missed them." "I guess I was too busy looking for weeds to notice them," said Tayden. Grandpa nodded. "It's funny how our eyes miss things like that sometimes when we're not actively looking for them." He scratched his head and thought. "That happens in life, too. Sometimes we only see the weeds in our lives, the bad things that happen to us. We're so busy fretting and complaining that we don't notice the flowers or the good things God has put in our lives." "Wow, that sounds like me," thought Tayden, as he recalled his thoughts earlier that day about what a bad week he'd had. "Life is far from perfect," said Grandpa. "Yet we have so much to be thankful for. We have the hope of eternal life with Jesus, who gave his life to save us and be with us forever. He fills our lives with love, grace, joy, and other blessings every day, even when things are hard. If we only focus on the bad things, we might miss the beautiful blooms of God's blessings." Tayden gave his grandfather a little smile. "Okay, Grandpa, I'll be on the lookout for the good things God has given me." So, how about you? Do you often worry and complain about what's going on in your life? Does it seem like everything that happens to you is bad? Even though you may have some bad things to deal with, Jesus promises to help you. He died for your sins so you could experience the blessing of knowing him as your Savior, and he fills your life with many daily blessings too. When you look for life's flowers, you'll soon see the many good things God has given you. Our key verse is Hebrews 13:5.
"Be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, 'I will never fail you. I will never abandon you.'"
And our key thought for Sunday: focus on good things. I hope you've joined the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program, because we've just added another way for you to win prizes this summer. It's the Word with Zach Treasure Hunt, and you could win a pirate's treasure chest in June, July, and August. Each week, follow the clues to find treasures from God's Word hidden in the Keys for Kids print and audio devotions. Join the treasure hunt and find the clues with your mom or dad at keysforkids.net and tap treasure hunt in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.